Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money and Me. Founded in 2011, Singapore-based fund manager Volpes, a venture investing firm, has launched a special opportunities COVID-19 fund aimed at investing in companies affected by the COVID crisis. The fund is looking to make 10 investments in the next 12 months, and some of Volpes' past investments include Property Guru, the property listing platform, and Thai influencer marketing platform Hip. Field Pickering is head of venture and impact investing at Volpes Investment Management. He joins me live now. Welcome to the show, Field.
Thank you. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. I wonder if we could start broadly with a discussion on where you see value. Why don't you see value in publicly traded companies right now?
Yeah, so Volpes itself is an alternative investment management company. We have investments across a variety of asset classes, from avocados in New Zealand to life sciences companies in the UK, real estate in Europe, and then, of course, venture investing from Southeast Asia. So we look at asset classes across the globe and across the spectrum. And I think public markets to us are too confusing right now. NASDAQ is up almost 26% on the year, given that there's a global pandemic, there's rising trade tensions between the U.S. and China. It's just confusing to us that public markets could be performing so well. So when we look to see where there is actual real value, we think that private markets present the best opportunity for real value. And that's because venture investing has seemed to slow down as venture capitalists can't get on airplanes and sit and meet with founders. So right now, we think there's a little bit of opportunity to take advantage if we're willing to invest in private companies without actually meeting face-to-face with people.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, NASDAQ up, 29% over the past 3 months, 19% since the beginning of this year. Does this mean that you see a bubble forming?
Wow, I don't know about that, but I don't think we're brave enough to invest at these asset prices in public markets. Some people think that there should be a correction at some point with technology companies. Technology services are obviously helping us get through this period of COVID-19, and we're relying more and more on technology. So we're still bullish on investing in technology, but in terms of the risk-reward, we think that perhaps it makes more sense to focus on good, growing private companies than what could possibly be overpriced public companies.
I know you have a portfolio of U.S. blue chips. When will you be adding to it?
When will we be adding to which?
Your portfolio of U.S. blue chips.
We don't do a whole lot of investment. We actually put a basket of U.S. blue chips together recently just to sort of watch and see. But it's more just to kind of to monitor what's going on in the U.S. But we're not actively investing in the blue chips because we think we can get better value elsewhere.
All right. So let's talk about that. What is Volpes looking to actively invest in?
So we raised a little bit of money in the last 3 months, which is interesting. Interesting that we were able to raise money without actually going and meeting with investors. And we've made two investments so far. And originally, we were going to try to make 10 investments the next 12 months. But we think there's an opportunity to make somewhere between 10 and 20 investments. And the companies we're looking for are good growing companies that are venture-backed. So they've raised venture money in the past. And these are good companies that, unfortunately for them, are facing a really difficult environment for fundraising. So it's not as if venture investing isn't happening. It's happening. It's just it's taking longer for these founders to close out rounds. And as a result, they're willing to offer better terms. So we've seen overall valuations drop probably 25 to 45%. So companies that were going to market at the end of 2019 or the beginning of this year have had to reduce their valuations. And so the thesis is if we invest now, there's going to be a flood of venture money coming back into the market 21, 22, 23. There's something like $23 billion raised in the venture funds in Q1 of 2020. And that money is not getting actively invested now. And these venture firms have investment periods where they have to invest the money or they have to release their investors of the commitment. And they're certainly not going to do that. So our thesis is by investing now when valuations have come off a little bit, there's going to be a real bounce back in 2021 and beyond, in which prices should resume back to where they were, you know, pre-COVID. So we're looking for that time arbitrage between where prices were, where they are now, and where they should be when all this venture money comes back into the market.
How help us understand the thinking between what Volpe is moving towards. I understand you're keen on avocados in New Zealand, as you mentioned.
We're an alternative investment group, so we sort of try to invest across a bunch of asset classes. So we're the largest producer of avocados in New Zealand and the largest importer into Australia. And so we have agriculture, we have some residential real estate in Europe, and those two asset classes provide steady yield, which allow us to also venture into to kind of riskier asset classes, which provide better reward, like venture capital. So by doing the safe yield play on the agriculture and the real estate, we can go and kind of aggressively pursue things like venture capital, where the reward should be much better if we do it right.
What type of companies are you keen on in the area of life sciences?
Yeah, I mean, life science is something that's a passion of the CEO of Volpes. Hmm. They're largely, the companies we focus on are coming out of the United Kingdom. One company, which is the largest in our portfolio, OXB, is partnering with AstraZeneca. And in some articles, it was on the front page of the Financial Times, maybe Tuesday, that Oxford University is leading the race for the vaccine for COVID. And that's actually our company, OXB, which we're the largest shareholder of. So it's more of a kind of an impact story there. The thinking being, Volpes likes investing in life sciences companies that are trying to tackle and cure some of the world's most complex diseases. And this is an area where capital sometimes doesn't flow into these early stage life sciences companies. So, you know, for OXB, we stand to make a great deal of money, but there's also a feeling of kind of doing something that's impactful for society, and Volpes takes great pride in that as well.
So most listeners won't have the opportunity to invest in private companies. Are there public vehicles that might carry decent returns in these areas?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you invested in a NASDAQ ETF in the beginning of the year, you'd be doing quite well. I don't know the answer to that. There's still, particularly in Southeast Asia, kind of a divergence between private tech companies, and there have been very few that have gone public. But I think private investing is getting more accessible to everyday investors, but I don't know the easiest way for private individuals to find that, other than to kind of see what venture groups are out there in Singapore and see who's investing in interesting products.
It's coming back to the Special Opportunities Fund. What is your criteria for screening private venture-based companies to invest in?
So the first criteria for this is the company has to have raised previous venture money. So we're not looking for super early stage. So somebody in the last 12 or 18 months, a kind of a recognizable venture group, has to have taken a view that, you know, that there's something there. So that's where we start from. And we've built a pipeline of hundreds of companies. And then the other thing is the business model has to be able to grow in a COVID world, meaning whether we go back into lockdown, whether, you know, we're free but people are socially distanced. It has to be, like, the new world is obviously, and what we're living, at least here in Singapore, kind of the new normal. Mm. But it has to be a business model that they can operate regardless of what the outcome is, meaning we're not taking bets on, you know, great companies that are in really distressed industries. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for good companies that can grow, and some of them actually benefit, as strange as it sounds, benefit from the, you know, the world that we're living in now, when people are doing more things remotely, and the frictionless world seems to be the way forward. So good companies that either benefit from or can survive in this post or current COVID world, and that are just good companies. But unfortunately for them, they're facing a challenging funding environment, which favors the investor. So venture capital, I mean, if you look at NASDAQ, tech companies have been able to demand incredibly strong valuations for themselves.
Yes.
And this COVID-19 has kind of put a pause on that, and founders and management of private companies have had to realize that, you know, it's going to be a challenge to raise money, and so they have to adjust the valuations, and right now they're adjusting in favor of the investor.
Field Pickering is Head of Venture and Impact Investing at Volpes Investment Management. Field, are you overweight on certain regions when it comes to the private equity space?
So we're focusing on Southeast Asia because, you know, that's what we know, and we're based here in Singapore, but we're looking beyond that as well. We made an investment in a company in Australia. We're talking to companies in Myanmar and Bangladesh. But I think we'll do a lot in Singapore, Indonesia, Vietnam, Philippines, maybe Malaysia and Thailand. That'll be sort of the core focus.
Are you looking at other frontier markets?
Volpes has a fund called Seed Myanmar. It's the only early stage venture fund for the country of Myanmar. Mm-hmm. So we know that country well. We know the challenges of frontier investing. We set up a hedge fund in the former Soviet Union in the late 90s. So we're familiar with frontier markets. I think for this special opportunities fund, I don't think we'll do much in the frontier markets. It's a longer kind of gestation period. So we're looking for kind of more mature companies, and those are a little bit harder to find in frontier markets.
Do you have a positive forecast for China at all for this year?
I mean, China, it's going to be interesting, right? So China just shut down its consulate in Houston. Yes. Today in the U.S. Mm. And the tensions between China and the U.S. are escalating to a point where it's almost like the new Cold War. So I think that benefits Southeast Asia. Obviously, American companies aren't going to go near Hong Kong and China. They won't be investing there. They won't be setting up manufacturing or other types of service and facilities. So they'll look to Southeast Asia. Southeast Asia was already becoming pretty popular with 650 million people, half of them under the age of 30, everyone with a smartphone. So I think a lot of business activity that would have gone into China will either go to Southeast Asia or will go to Southeast Asia, and activity will leave China and come into Southeast Asia. So I think there should be a real positive for Southeast Asia. And obviously, sitting here in Singapore, in the center of Southeast Asia, we should be well positioned for that.
And before we let you go, what are the drivers do you see for private equity markets in this post-COVID world? You painted a little bit of a picture for that, but I wonder if you can expand on the drivers that you see for private equity markets moving forward.
Yeah, I think traditionally, whether it's private equity or venture capital investments, has been done in person. Getting to know the management team. And oftentimes, people leading those groups are people that are a little bit older and follow the traditional way of investing. What we're seeing is that younger, like the millennials, are very comfortable developing relationships online, whether it's through dating services or whatever the social media platform that they use. And so I think younger investors are going to get really comfortable really quickly making investments in companies where they haven't met management and founding team because we can't travel. So I think more traditional venture and private equity investors are going to have to come around to the fact that the world's different right now. So I think that is going to take longer for investments to get made. So I think we'll continue to see investments in 2020 into 2021, but I think it's just going to be slower. It's going to be a little bit harder for companies to raise money. And so that should benefit investors if they're willing to move more quickly than the rest of the pack.
Great. Speaking with you, thank you for joining us, Field. Field Pickering is Head of Venture and Impact Investing at Volpe's Investment Management, speaking to us about the new Special Opportunities COVID-19 Fund aimed at investing in companies affected by the COVID crisis.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.